Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The new report from USERF flags four new countries as religious freedom hotspots to watch, then challenges and opportunities with Sat7 as they create gospel-centered digital media for the MENA region. But first, four more countries may begin feeling heat from the United States over religious freedom violations. The U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom just released a report recommending four additional nations for the State Department to designate countries of particular concern: India, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Vietnam. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says
that will be interesting. In some of those cases, there are trade relationships like India. In others, it's been confusing to me how Nigeria was not on the list previously. So we kind of wait and see what the State Department does.
Foreign governments have criticized America in the past for making religious freedom part of the conversation. Essentially, they say it's meddling in their private national affairs. But Nettleton points to the U.S.'s International Religious Freedom Act of 1998.
Our government has actually passed a law to say, no, it is important. We are going to pay attention to it. And I think it's important for us as citizens to remind our government leaders that this is something we care about, too.
And no matter where you live,
the map that is printed in the USERF report is something that you can take and pray over.
Find more prayer resources at missionnews.org. Then, pressure on Iran from without and within may lead to a new balance of powers. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says Iran's financial situation is dire.
Iran is at the cross junction of deciding whether they want to continue their relationship with the West or become closer to Russia and China.
On March 14, Iranian, Russian, and Chinese foreign ministers met in Beijing. They called for a lifting of U.S. sanctions on Iran for its disputed nuclear program and for diplomatic dialogue to resume over the issue. A week later, the U.S. imposed a new round of sanctions, this time including a Chinese refinery purchasing Iranian oil. In the midst of this, Ansari says the people of Iran long for freedom and stability, but are getting neither. It's hard to really gauge how the church is growing.
We feel that the gospel is still spreading inside Iran, but we're not hearing much about it because people are genuinely afraid of retaliations from the government.
Please pray for what God can do in Iran.
The reality of the matter is that Jesus left 99 to attend to one. People of Iran are very noble. They are coming to Christ. They are fed up. They're highly persecuted. And it is important for us to know that they're not a lost cause.
Learn much more in the full report at missionnews.org. Finally, how are ministries in the Middle East and North Africa region adapting to fast and furious digital change? Sat7's Terry Ascott says traditional broadcasting still serves an important role for people looking to avoid a digital footprint or for those who are digitally illiterate. But the younger generation's use of digital media puts it on the ministry's radar.
As we go into this world of digital media, we're very conscious that we need to do no harm. We need to present the gospel in a way that's relevant and meaningful to young people.
The fluid nature of digital media makes it difficult to predict future ministry needs.
With the advent of AI, there's going to be a major challenge in understanding what is true and what is not true.
Each media platform lends itself to a certain style of content.
Good content that's relevant and meaningful to people will find audiences no matter where you put the content. But of course, you can be productive or less productive in reaching larger audiences through certain techniques.
Outside the digital realm, Ascott says conflict and social disruption in the MENA region can open people's hearts to messages of hope.
And so these very challenging times are also times of opportunity for the gospel.
Please pray for the team at Sat7 as they share the gospel in the MENA region. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.